Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Midos, Mishnah Yomis, Perek Dalet, Mishnayos Beis, and Gimel. We've been talking about the Pesach of the Heichal, Ushtei Pashpashin Hayulo Lishara Gadol. The Pesach, the great gate that was there, had two small doorways at its side, Echa B'Tzafon V'Echa B'Darom. All right, there was one on the north side, there was one on the south side. The one in the south, nobody ever went through it. This is the entrance kaviyachal of Hashem, and mortal man is not going to go through the same place that the Shekhinah is going to go through. So now, how did the door get opened in the heichal? So the kohen who won the rights of doing the truma of the mizbach hazav, he also opened the heichal. That was his job. Right, v'nichnas lahata, and he walked to the special cell on the side. U'me'ata laheichal, and he walked from the little cell. He went to the heichal using a passageway in the southern wall, and he opened the inside doors and then the outside doors, and he would prepare it, and that's how he would go. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mitoch of Yoshal Koso Hayimalech." He would walk to his left and walk through a passage that went down south along the thickness of the eastern wall. Achinimsa Omid Bein Shnei Asharim, until he found himself between the Heichal's two sets of doors. Upasach es hachitzonos mi bifnim es apnimios mi bechutz. And he would open the inner doors from the inside and the outer doors from the outside. Now, Ushlosh Mushmon Atoim Hayusham. You should just know that there were 38 cells. That was to say, they were there to store the gold and the silver and the other stuff that was owned by the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Asar B'Tzafon, Chamisha Asar B'Darom. There were 15 on the northern side and 15 on the southern side. Ushmona B'Marif, and there were also 8 on the west side. Shebitzafon, Shebitdarom, Chamisha Gabi Chamisha, in the north and in the south, there were 5 cells, built by 5 cells, of Chamisha al Gabeim, so it was 5 times 3, a bottom level, a middle level, and a top level, gave us 15 on each side. V'shebemarav, Shlosha al Gabi Shlosha, U'shnayim al Gabeim, in the north and the south, that brought us to 30. On the western side, they had 3 on top of 3, that made 6, and then 2 big ones on the top, right? Shlosha gabi shlosha shnayim al gabeim, which made 38. Ushlosh psachim hayel chol echad v'echad. Each cell had 3 openings. Echad la'atam me'ayamin. There were the echad la'atam me'asmol. One to the right, on the right side. One to the cell on the left side. Echad la'atash al gabav, and one to the cell on top of it. And so therefore, if you were facing the heichal, you have a door on the right, you have a door on the left, and then you'd have an opening in the ceiling, which gave you access to the top, right? Ubekerem Mizrachis, Tzvonis Hayu Chamisha Psachim. If it was in the north east corner of the there were 5 openings. Echad La'atam Me'amin, Echad La'atam Shal Gabav, Echad Lemesiba, one onto the winding ramp, Echad Lepishpesh, and one to the small door to the north, Echad Laheichal, and one to the Heichal. In other words, there had to be a way to get into the in that process. So what was the goal, and what were the purposes of these time? So Be'ezus Hashem, will get to that after the fast tomorrow evening. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.